Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir. My name is Ernie. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Is this William?
Yes.
Hi, sir. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help me out? Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television station?
I live in an apartment.
Okay, but does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television station?
Anyone in my house do what now?
If someone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I please ask your race?
The rate that we pay for that?
No, may I please ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino? What race are you?
African American.
African American. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably
Always
vote?
vote, sir. I always
Oh.
vote. I'm always
Thank you,
vote. I
sir.
don't vote. Okay.
Okay. Just to make sure that your age is 72.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. How will you scale that?
10. 10. I'm always
10.
going to vote.
Thank you. Now, some people care a lot about politics. Well, politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too
Very
important, or not at
important.
all? Very
Very
okay.
important.
Now, regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I've been a Democrat most of my life.
Okay. And are you a
So
strong Democrat? Are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I'm pretty in the middle right now. Some of the things that the Democrats do, I don't like that much.
Okay, so which one should I choose right now? Which one should I record for you? Strong or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the
I'm
country
very
is heading in?
dissatisfied. I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you
Why
so
would
much.
we want to
Now,
see socialism come to the United States? That's crazy.
completely understand. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what who you blame the most? Is it the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Federal
Biden
Reserve?
and
I'm
his
sorry?
policy.
Thank
Biden
you.
and his policy.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on your scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your members of Congress to focus on. You can use a 10 if that's the most important, a 5 is a somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important to you at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one, ensuring our border are secure. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
I'd say at least 9.
A 9, okay. Making housing more affordable.
That's 10.
That's 10, okay. Reducing crime.
That's probably about 9 also.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
That's 10.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. A 10. Thank you so much, sir. Now, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat
I'm probably the least of 9.
Okay, so would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people in organization using a scale from 0 to 100, of which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. But if you don't have an opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just say so we can go to the next, okay? First one is going to be Joe Biden. How will you scale him from 0 to 100?
I'll give him about a 50.
A 50. Thank you so much. What about Donald Trump?
I'd still give him about a 60.
60, okay. What about NAACP?
Who was that?
NAACP. It's like an organization.
I'd give them about an 80.
80, okay. Planet Parenthood.
Planet Parenthood? I'd give them about a 40.
40, okay. Barack Obama.
I'd give them about a 50 right now.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Jeffries? I don't really know Jeffries.
Okay, no problem. And what about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd give him about a 70 just because of his name.
70, okay, thank you. And the last one will be the Republican Party.
Republican Party, I'd give them about a 50.
50, okay, thank you so much. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cardinal West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cardinal West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If you undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided at this point. I haven't gotten close.
Okay, now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I'd probably still vote for Trump just Biden is putting us in bad shape. I don't like it.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Now, I know thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? The first one, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, book bans that threaten to erase our history, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities. Which one?
I'd go for the lack of quality education.
Thank you so much. Now, have you recently read, seen, heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing right now?
Oh, I've read a lot about it, yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable towards him.
And would that be somewhat unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, this is the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for staying on the phone and helping me out today, sir. Now, I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record history. Was that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Made the largest investments in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both business and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs and making America more competitive. Is that very important to you? Somewhat, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Okay. Provide rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
And the last one, establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important to you? Somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some more of the accomplishment of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I could only give him about a 60. I don't think he's doing really good job.
Okay, so without
the wrong direction.
Okay, so would I be somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I'd say somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It is threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can stand by as they try to take us backwards. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the last one, gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people, but MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get a carry gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. How would you scale that from 0 to 10?
Right around 9.
A 9, thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. Now sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any numbers between 0 and 10. How will you scale that?
10.
Okay. Now, what stood out to you the most from the arguments that you just heard? I will have to type this in on your own words.
You said what stood out most about what now?
About the arguments that we had on the survey, everything that you heard about the president, about the gun violence, about everything that he did, what stood out the most for you? I will have to type this in because this will be on your own words.
The need for discrimination to end, that we need to actually have more control over the way our kids are being moved and all that. To ask the question, I thought it was a good thing for us to change to a more fair policy. And I agree with that. That needs to really change a lot. And education is just so important.
Okay. And our kids' education, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2020 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Was it through text messages?
I saw a lot of text messages, yes.
Okay. Social media, internet ads?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
What was your question again? I'm sorry.
If they contacted you through social media and internet ads?
It's probably been social media.
Okay. What about phone calls?
I got a few phone calls, not many.
Okay. Radio ads?
I hear them all the time, yeah.
TV ads?
TV ads, really not too much TV. No.
Okay, okay. Door knocks.
Very little of that. Maybe
10%. Okay. Someone convincing neighborhood.
No, not at all.
And the last one, mailers.
What was the last one?
Mailers.
Mailers?
No, mailers. Like, you know how they send you things through mail? Mm-hmm.
Oh, mail. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's the top of that, yeah.
Okay. Now, switching gear a little bit, the last few questions just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
First year of college. Well, I got 1 year of business school. 1 year of college, 1 year of business school.
Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
divorced, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No, I do have a son that's only 8 years old. I mean, only 12 years old, but he doesn't live with me.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issue, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say that nearly more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, are your neighbors white?
Hardly any.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban, okay.
I'm urban.
Were one or more of your parents, grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Sir, that was the last question of my survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe out there,
okay.
And thank you for helping me out today, sir. You mean a lot to me.
Okay, you're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye, sir. You too. Bye.